Florida. Another tropical storm is forming in the Gulf Coast and is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by this weekend, according to the National Weather Center. Tropical Depression Nate is about 195 miles south-southeast of Nicaragua and Honduras, and forecasters are predicting a probable surge toward the U.S. and the Gulf Coast of Florida by Sunday morning. In sports, the Blues' 82-game regular season begins tonight in Pittsburgh. Face-off set for 7 p.m. as they take on the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins. The game will be televised on MSNBC. Dating back to last season, the Blues have earned points in seven straight road games, and they haven't lost in Pittsburgh since 2009, going 4-0-1 since their last defeat there just shy of 8 years ago. At minimum, scratched from the Blues lineup tonight are defenseman Jay Boumeister, forward Alexander Steen, forward Klim Kostin, and forward Patrick Berglund. Boumeister, Steen, and Kostin will also miss the home opener this Saturday against Dallas with injuries, while Berglund isn't expected to return until around Christmas. Of course, forward Robbie Fabry is out for the season, and forward Zach Sanford isn't expected to return until March. Jake Allen is expected to get the start net tonight for the ever-increasingly younger Blues 23-man roster. Rookies Tage Thompson and Vince Dunn could make their NHL debuts tonight. The Blues play seven of their first nine games of the season on the road, but they do make their home debut Saturday against Dallas. Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak has confirmed that outfielder Tyler O'Neill and infielder Patrick Wisdom will be added to the Cardinals 40-man roster so as not to expose either one to the offseason Rule 5 draft this winter. In baseball, Colorado visits Arizona tonight in a one-game NL wildcard matchup. John Gray pitches for the Rockies against 17-game winner Zach Greinke for the D-backs. The winner will play the Dodgers in a best-of-five-game series. Last night, the Yankees rallied to beat Minnesota 8-4 in the AL wildcard game. New York will begin best-of-five series play Thursday in Cleveland. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in downtown Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and now it's time for the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
like the doctor said the day you were born, it's gonna get ugly.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Day.
Whoa, shoot.
My headphones are too loud. I almost not blew my ears out. Day three of the, we'll call it the experiment. Day number three. So far, so good. Welcome. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon in our new home, 590 The Fan. Now, yesterday, you know, waiting to the playhouse to introduce people maybe is not the way to do it because there's some new voices here. One of them is Tim Woodburn. Tim, how are you today?
I am excellent. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Good. Now, you know, we changed a couple of things today. As we go along, we're feeling our way through. The layout is different. The equipment is different. And what's been happening is when I would say something to Tim and he would speak, his mic wasn't on yet. And Trevor's got his hands full. So sometimes he turns his mic. So we're leaving your mic on. So if you pass gas or something, they're going to hear it. See, you just did it, and it picked it up. You see what I'm talking about?
But my voice has changed, and my breath's the same.
Okay, now, so that's one of the things. And the other thing I thought maybe we could just do, because I kind of jumped on Climby yesterday. He made a bad, bad mistake.
I felt terrible for the rest of the day, just so you know.
I
really did.
I wanted you to feel terrible. And so what I'm going to do is we're going to redo that today. I'm going to tell that joke and give you the chance to do what we didn't do yesterday.
I greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
And that's what people will remember, because that will be the last they heard, and that'll put your horrible mistake out of their minds.
I love
it. So let's start with me calling in the ladies. Can we do that? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, this is how it should have gone yesterday. Guy wants a new pair of cowboy boots. He's always wanted nice boots. He goes to Chuck's Boots. See how I work Chuck's in there? Because the guy that owns this place owns Chuck's. That's kind of like an extra gold star for me. So he goes to Chuck's Boots, and he buys a pair of Lucchese alligator boots. They are beautiful boots. He's so proud of them. So he goes home, and he knows his wife will be coming after he comes home, so he's waiting. She walks in, and there he stands in the living room in his beautiful boots, and he says, honey, do you notice anything? She said, well, you need a haircut. No, no. He said, no. Keep looking. It's something else. She says, your shirt's wrinkled, as it usually is. Shirt tail half out. He goes, no. No. She says, those pants don't match your color coordination. He said, wait a minute. He runs into the bedroom and takes all his clothes off. And he comes back out nude, just his alligator boots from Chuck's Boots. That's all he has on. He says, now what do you notice? She says, well, I noticed that, you know, your penis is just hanging down like it always is. He says, well, maybe, just maybe, it's looking at my new alligator boots from Chuck's. Maybe that's what it's looking at. She said, well, if that's the case, maybe next time you could buy a hat. Now, see, today... That's how it's supposed to go. And hey, sometimes even joke told 2 days in a row, still funny jokes. So mm-hmm. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Now, there's one thing, Tim, that we've done for years, and as we settle in, we will we'll start to incorporate all the parts. Like today, we have Dr. Doug. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a tech person, and I'm going to talk to a few people and a movie reviewer. So we have Dr. Doug and tomorrow Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour. But one of the things that I always enjoyed doing was what we call the Burke segment. Now I call it that because my favorite history teacher, actually probably one of my very favorite teachers ever, but favorite history teacher, and I didn't like school at all. I hated school, all of school. But he did something I thought was just pretty cool. Let's say class started at 1. He'd walk in, and he usually had on a short-sleeve shirt, dress shirt, a tie, and a pocket protector. Mm-hmm. He had that teacher look.
Right.
And he'd say, does anybody have anything to say? And for 15 minutes, you could talk about anything. You'd say, hey, Mr. Burke, did you see Batman last night on TV? That was a great episode. And he'd say, no, I didn't see that. Somebody else goes, hey, you think Card's going to make it to the World Series? Mr. Burke said, I think they got a good chance. At exactly a quarter after, on the second, when it was 15 after and the second hand was on 12, even if somebody was in the middle of a sentence, Mr. Burke would say, let's get down to business. And for 45 minutes, we had American history.
Yeah.
So I decided to call this the Burke segment.
Nice.
So for a few minutes... Anybody in here, if there's something you'd like to say, or something that happened to you since yesterday, or something you saw, feel free to share. Here's how I did it. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do, actually. Yesterday, right?
Let me tell people who you are.
Okay.
We have some new people listening.
We do. New listeners.
We have sports people who, I hope, initially, even if they go, what the hell are we listening to? This is supposed to be a sports show. They'll listen long enough. They go, you know what? I kind of like it. So this is Limey Phillips. His name is Trevor. He's from Birmingham, England. And as you know, he has an accent. And what would you like to share with us?
Well, yesterday, I threw caution to the wind, and I decided to go and try some sushi.
Ooh. You never had sushi?
Never before in my life have I had sushi.
All right. To me, there are like 3 levels of sushi. There's the hardcore sushi where you're just eating chunks of raw fish.
Like an octopus or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's like shoving an actual dead octopus in there. Then there's a mid-level where there's still too much raw fish. And then there's the stuff I eat, like a California roll, where it's a little tiny piece of tuna or something, or crab meat, and rice. That's what did you eat?
That's what I had last night.
Okay.
Was the California rolls and all that. And I can say I am probably not a fan. The reason why I pushed it off for so long is because I was like, raw fish, not really my thing. But
I'm with you.
You know what? I was like, you know what? I'm going to live a little, be exciting, try some sushi. So while I was waiting for my order to come over, I was playing with the chopsticks, and I got a salad and some miso soup as the starter.
That miso soup, I don't like that.
It's not for
me. Weird name.
It's weak. It's watery.
It is. Yeah. Egg drop soup. Now that's delicious.
And every time I hear it, I think miso honey.
Miso
honey.
I said anyway. I'm sorry,
but you caught yourself.
I did.
Good for you.
So I'm Blair, right? And I was bored, so I was playing drumsticks with your chopsticks, because who doesn't do that with chopsticks?
I don't.
Right, okay, so Frank doesn't. Well, that's what I like
to
do.
I do once in a while. I'm with you.
So I was playing with chopsticks, and the server comes over. She sees that I've got chopsticks in my hand, is like, oh, I guess you don't need this, and took the fork out of my salad and walked away.
No!
That's me.
Right? Bye. Like, instantly.
Now you
gotta
eat a salad.
Ah, crap!
Now you eat a salad with chopsticks. Yeah.
With chopsticks. And I attempted to, and I can say I ate a little bit of the salad. Do you know how hard it is to eat salad with chopsticks?
No, it's not as hard as eating rice. I don't get that. And here's the thing. Most of the people that use them, they're just trying to show off.
Oh, they absolutely
are.
They're
trying to act like they're so cosmopolitan, or they've traveled the world. No, I want a fork. Or a spoon is better.
Well, like a heathen, I stood there and I made myself a lettuce kebab, which is I basically just stabbed the lettuce onto one stick and ate it off of that.
Well,
so that was it. That was my experience with sushi. Probably not going to be doing it again.
Now, do you the fork,
do you know that I never... ever, and I'm not kidding, read the fortune in the fortune cookie. I'll break the cookie and eat it, and I toss the paper away. Because they're all the same ridiculous great news is coming.
That's true.
They have lucky numbers in there for you.
Yeah, I know.
But you got to add the words in bed to them.
Oh, no, that's right. I've heard people do that.
You do. Yeah. It gives a whole new meaning to the fortune cookie when you add the words.
I've never heard of that.
You're
going to
meet
fantastic.
A beautiful woman who has lots of money. In bed.
Your life will explore new horizons never before accomplished in bed.
Yeah. They used to do that with oldies songs. Take any oldies song. I want to hold your hand in bed. I mean, it works with almost every song. So I don't read them. I don't read them because I would read them if they would incorporate horrible, horrible predictions. Like you open one up and it says, within the next 48 hours, you will lose all of your limbs. Yeah, I read that. But it's always something like, good fortune is coming your way. Just be prepared to take the opportunity when it knocks. I don't want to read that. I don't like that. So, good for you. You've had sushi.
I've had sushi. I lived a little.
If you dump enough soy sauce on anything, pretty good. Because I like salt.
I'm not a soy sauce guy either.
I'll agree.
Anybody else have anything to say?
Well, just stick real quick ahead, with the food.
This is Tim Woodburn, everybody. This is not a joke. He's a private investigator.
Ooh. Yeah.
He really is. And does this.
Sticking with Trevor's food theme, I was having a little pre-show wing dish over here at the Kirkwood Brewhouse right next door.
Yeah.
And in keeping with 48 years of tradition, I am wearing it on my white shirt, and when the lovely bartender over there gave me my to-go Diet Coke to bring into the studio here, she wrote me notes on my cups, and the note she wrote me was, don't think about the sauce on your shirt.
That's great.
No, I mean, clearly, I'm going to have to wear the same colored shirt of what I'm going to order over. So if I go over there going to wear wings, I'm going to wear orange that day.
Because
I'm going to have the hot sauce fall, because I haven't made it a meal in 48 years without wearing some of it.
I cannot eat spaghetti. Without it, every single time, there's that one noodle that flings sauce on you.
As you're eating it, it just flicks up. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. And that twisting with a fork on a spoon, I don't do that. I just shove a bunch in it. And just, you can just watch them be sucked up. That's the best. That's the only way to eat it. Anybody else? The last one? Dan?
I do. Yeah, I have something.
This is Dan Strauss, everybody. You probably know who.
Keeping with the food thing. I did the same thing yesterday. I was driving in and I was hungry and I thought, I'm going to stop at Taco Bell. And I got a burrito. I thought, what's a good food for driving and eating? So I thought a burrito would be good.
Taco Bell's my favorite taco.
Oh,
it is.
It is. Mine too. But so I'm eating a burrito. I haven't had one in a long time and it wasn't quite wrapped all the way on the bottom when I started eating and it just started going. Going out of the bottom and all over my pants, all over my shirt. So you're trying to clean and trying to keep the stuff from coming out while you're driving down the highway.
Don't eat and drive.
Don't eat and drive.
I know.
PSA like, for the day.
And, isn't it true that almost every time you try to dab it, you make it worse?
Oh, yeah.
It was just a little spot. Wait. And then you just smear it. Yeah, look at that.
I was over with Tim. And the waitress, he said, can I have a little soda water on it? So she gave him some seltzer water on a little towel. And then she said, dab it.
Yeah, you have to tap it with a white napkin.
And he started tapping it. And as soon as she turned her head, he started rubbing it. And he goes, is she looking? Is she looking? Tell me.
I didn't want to get caught.
I know.
Yeah, mistake.
And I'm stoked tonight. The Blues open the season.
I'm excited about that.
I know you are.
I know.
A lot of people are.
Yeah.
Well, we can close the Burke segment. Yeah. Wow, look at that. Now, I had a listener send me an email, and it said, why don't you have Lyme? At some point, somebody is going to need the problem solvers. Now, hang on. I'll do a simulation. Okay. Now, Tim, you're not familiar with the problem solvers.
I am not. I'm new.
For years, people have called us and turned to us to solve some pretty serious problems. We have a 100% success rate. Dan, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
So what you folks need to know is if there's something bugging you or you have an issue, a problem, and, you need advice, you call the problem solvers. And here's the way it works. I will play the part of myself and the caller. Few people, if any, can do this. This is hard to pull off, but I am the master at it. Here we go. Hello?
Yes, I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us, because we are...
the problem solvers.
How about it?
Nice. Now...
So the listener said, test you to see if you can do that. You passed the test.
Thank you. Good to know.
But when we get the problem solved, which we always do.
And we always do, we have a chorus that comes in. Once it's solved, and they sing this. They sing this.
Okay, you don't know?
Okay, it's, we've done it again. Do you have that in there?
Not that I know of.
Well, it's in there somewhere. No, it's okay. It's in there somewhere. That's an easy one to work around, because see if you can just figure out where we've done it again would be. No?
No, it is not in there. I can definitely get the old machine.
Well, no, you'll get it in there. He's still transferring stuff. So for now, if somebody calls and needs a problem, we'll turn them over to the problem solvers.
Absolutely.
And then we will sing We've Done It Again. Let's practice that together. And Tim, you're included in this. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
We've done it again.
Yeah, that works. Oh, yeah. Not as good as the recorded thing, but by tomorrow... And I'm coming in here right away. I'm gonna go, okay, let's practice the problem solvers thing. And tomorrow you gotta find.
I'm gonna have it ready and waiting.
The problem solvers. Now, the other thing that we need to get down is a system for taking phone calls. The screen in front of me, I think the one that's tan or supposed to be yellow or green, which one is the active one that's ready to talk to?
I believe the green one is the one that's ready and active. The one that's blue and flashing, that's the one that Dan is talking to right now.
What I'll ask you to do is whoever has been holding the longest,
absolutely,
light them up.
Sure.
And then when I go to the phones, they'll be there like this. Watch this work. Rich, how are you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Rich. Now, there was a little delay there. Was that Rich delaying?
That was Rich.
Okay.
Sorry to be...
Rich, I recognize your voice. This is Rich the truck driver, am I right?
Yes, it is. And I was going to call yesterday, try to be the longest distance call of the day, but when that guy from Israel called, I figured, nope, can't beat that.
Now, Israel's tough to beat. When somebody calls from Israel, you got to take at least second place. But you are the most loyal. How long have you listened to this show?
Started out on AM, followed you to FM, and came back. So however, I don't know.
No, that's like 30 years. That's a long time. And we appreciate it.
Started listening to you when I was in high school.
No, I don't want to hear that. That's stuff that makes me sound old. I don't want to hear that. Just say, listen a long time. That's enough. Rich, thank you. Was there anything we could do for you?
Well, I was just calling this podcast that is available. If we can't catch the show... and stream it live.
Right.
That's what I'm doing right now, is streaming you live.
Right.
Monday, unfortunately, I missed the first hour or so.
Okay. This is a horrible location. No, this is so easy. You download the app. The app is $5.90 the Fan.
I know.
And it's a great app. Up in the left hand corner, if you tap
That's what I was getting at. I missed the first hour or so of the show.
Oh, okay.
I went to the podcast. I was able to listen to the part that I missed. It is the best thing ever.
Wow, listen to that. I agree with you. I went and just checked the podcast to see if it worked. For those who don't know, if you have the app, 590 The Fan, what Rich is talking about, when you go up in the corner and you hit podcast, you'll scroll down. You can hear The Grind. You can hear The Morning Show. When you get to our show, hit that, and it will break out segments of the show so that you don't have to start and try to find your way through the whole show to get where you want to get. It's actually really well done, and it works like crazy. I'm really happy with that, so I'm glad you found it.
It was great to be sitting in Carlisle, Pennsylvania yesterday and listening to you guys do your thing.
Well, it's great to have you, Rich. Thank you.
As always, I am in the team.
All righty. Now, if I want to go to the next call, I need to see that one of them is activated. See, we got to figure out how to make this work. They're both in green.
They are both in green. I can see the time here.
Just hit the one that's the longest time. You hit it. I want to see what happens. See, that way I know that guy's up. He's ready to go. Let's find out. John, how are you?
Well, Frank, welcome back, man. I'll tell you what, missed you for the last 2 weeks. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
And missed you guys so much, and wish you the best. I couldn't believe you were late yesterday.
You couldn't believe it. I can.
You did a good traffic report, though.
Yeah, but you know what? You start a new. Anybody starts a new job, and the second day you're late for work. That's just not a good thing, and it's never happened. And I just thought this is the weirdest. It was the weirdest feeling. I was positive it was 2 o'clock when it was 3 o'clock.
I know. You had me broke up.
Yeah,
you know,
it was weird. Stuff happens. I'd like to say it won't happen again, but it might. I don't know. But thank you for following us. We appreciate it.
And you need to, is Norman still okay? Do you guys
know what? We're going to have to call. Dan, you have Norman's number,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
Dan's going to call Norman, let him know how to get a hold of us. As far as we know, yes, he's okay. And I will tell you, John, I've had numerous emails from people wanting to know about Norman and if he's all right. But thank you.
We'll take care. Best wishes to all you guys, Dan and everybody. And Trevor,
thanks, John.
I think he's great.
All right. Who, Trevor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're the one. Thank you, John. Thank you. We appreciate it. All right, we're going to do some business. We come back. We'll kick some things around. We'll take some more calls. What's interesting to me is I haven't given the number out today, but I think that cannibal story worked because obviously people know the number. Here's the number if you want to call us after we come out of the break. It's not a long break. It's not like the other station where when we broke for commercials, we didn't come back for 16 minutes.
That's the one thing people have really noticed.
Oh, my goodness. We can actually sit around here and have a conversation and have some time. So here's the number in case you didn't get it before. 855-282-TALK. Now, here's how we told people to remember it. At 8:55 in the evening, two cannibals ate two people. 855-282. And then they talked about it. There you go. 855-282-TALK. The number one selling replacement window in the world is Window World. And when they named it Window World, they had no idea that they thought world was just part of the name. I don't think they could have had any idea. It's actually not the world. It's the largest selling replacement window in the United States. Sometimes I think of the United States as the world because that's the part of the world we should care the most about is the U.S. And in the U.S., they are the number one selling replacement window. When builders build homes, it's very rare that they will put expensive windows that will last, you know, a couple of generations. They don't do that. Now, this is not a knock at builders. Builders do what they do until they're told to upgrade something. Carpeting, for example. When you have a house built, you will get medium-grade carpet and padding, unless you say, I want upgraded carpet. And the same is true with windows. So you get builder grade windows, and they're not going to last forever. And at a certain point, when it starts getting cold, you're going to feel the cold air coming in around the window. Same reverse in the summer. That's when you call Window World. And they'll come out to your house, and they'll give you an estimate on what it's going to cost to do however many windows you want to do. And they're neat, meaning when they leave, they're not going to leave a bunch of crumbs behind, shavings, pieces of whatever. They make sure everything is tidy and clean when they leave, even if they have to come back and do more work. And I've had more people comment about how respectful they were and how they... I don't like the term cleaned up after themselves. That sounds like on the toilet or something. I like that term. But they do clean up when they're finished for the day. They have their own crew. They don't just grab anybody and go, hey, help us put in some windows. There's a reason that in 14 and a half years... over 50,000 homes have replaced their windows with Window World windows. If you want to know more, windowworldst.louis.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos, and at the Home Loan Expert office, we are busier than ever making sure everyone gets locked in before it's too late. With rates this low, we are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment. It only takes 5 minutes to figure out how much money I can save you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riplet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at MyBookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? We listen to our clients and we take care of them. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you a lower rate, better loan with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after blues and cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he was drinking the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier in this deal.
is AC/DC.
This is AC/DC.
Now, that made it sound like I know. You know how I knew that? Trevor said, hey, can I play some AC/DC? That's how I knew it was AC/DC. Oh. All right, one of the great things about this easier format, looser, more open format, is that we have a lot of time to talk to people. And I really do here, as opposed to the other place where we had so little time, I hope every day we can talk to as many people as we can, because this texting thing, when I hear people on the air and they go, hey, we've got a text from, and they read it, I'm not interested in that, because I like to hear your voice. I like to hear whether you sound mad or happy, or whether you sound hot or ugly, or I don't think there's an ugly voice sound. Isn't that interesting? Women can sound hot,
yeah,
or guys can sound interesting or dull, but you can't sound ugly. That's probably a good thing.
That is probably a good thing. But what about Kermit the Frog? It was a nice voice, but you know, he just.
But he didn't sound ugly. He just sounded like a.
He sounded like this a little bit.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
So I'll do that again.
He sounded a little like this.
No, he didn't sound anything like that. I don't think. Back to the phones. 855-282-TALK. And I can tell you what those letters are. It's 855-282-8255. Whew, I can't believe it. I finally got it right.
You said I could tell you what those letters... Oh, yeah.
That was hard for me to remember how the letters translated to numbers. I think Mike has been holding long enough. I wouldn't hold any longer. Mike, how are you? Why do I not hear Mike? Mike, are you there? If not...
Him.
What happened, Trevor?
I don't know. I pressed the button and he came through and then...
Hello? Yeah, and with a British accent, Mike, button is button. How are you doing, Mike?
Oh, okay. I'm good, Frank. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm glad to be here.
Glad you're there.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question for the problem solvers.
No.
Too early, wasn't it?
No. Hold on. Here's how it works. Mike, say that again.
I have a question for the problem solvers.
Well, then you have a question for us, because we are...
the problem solvers.
See, that's how it works, Limey. I will always say, we are. And what's the problem, Mike? Because you have four people here who can help you. Tim doesn't really realize it yet, Tim Woodburn, but he is now officially one of the problem solvers.
Nice.
So you got four people who can help you. What's the problem?
Well, I've wondered about this for years. You were talking about Chinese food before.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese have stolen our electronics, they've stolen our video games, they've stolen our movies, they pretty much copied everything that we do. Why in the heck have they never ripped off the fork?
You know what? I've never been to China. If you go to China to a restaurant, do they not ever give you a fork? I've never been over there.
They use chopsticks.
Well.
Wow.
You know,
that's
you
a great
question. You ever see Fiddler on the Roof? That song, Tradition. That's a song in Fiddler on the Roof. Tradition.
It is.
They're not willing, to give up their tradition. See, in America, in the United States, we're much more flexible. We're willing to try other things. That's what makes this country great. I'm guessing they're not flexible. They're not going to bend. They're not going to use something like a fork that came from Western civilization. I say it's stubbornness and tradition. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And I say they make a mistake.
They end up with rice all over their shirt.
You ever see them eat it, though? You know how they eat it? They put the bowl up to their mouth and they shovel it in. They don't actually pick it up with those tongs or those they shovel it in.
That's exactly right.
That's true.
So I say it's tradition that they don't want to give up.
Well, that's a good answer. That's a better answer than I've ever gotten before. So you guys definitely are the problem solvers.
And we've done it again. Oh, here comes the chorus that we don't have that we'll do.
We've done it again.
There you go. Thank you, Mike. All right. 100% track record. We've never not solved a problem. Now, you got to help me figure out here how to know who's up. Is it Mark? I think it's Mark. Mark, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Well, we have two marks in a row.
We do.
Back to back with another Mark from St. Charles, and they're both from St. Charles.
Would you like to speak to the other Mark as well?
No. Can you put them both up at once?
I think I can, yeah.
Let's see if we can do
all
that.
All right. Let's do this.
Hey, Mark in St. Charles. Say hi to Mark in St. Charles.
Hi, Mark in St. Charles.
Talking at the same time.
The love connection.
Hey, look, this is not something that happens very often. Same name, same place. So, Mark's from St. Charles. Decide between you, the two of you, who wants to go first.
You can go Mark number one, the first one.
Well, but he's not going to know.
I'll be Mark one.
All right. Okay. Whoever just said Mark one, you're Mark one. What can and Mark two, stay on the line and feel free to jump in and join us if you want to. What's up, Mark one?
I'm wondering, your station simulcast on the HD channel?
Yes, HD 105.7 H2. Okay. I listen to it. I've now found out I have four cars that have HD, and I've never listened to it on any of them until yesterday.
Okay, good, because I'm having trouble getting your signal out here in O'Fallon.
All right, do you have the app?
No, I don't.
The app is great. The app is
590 the Fan.
Yeah, thank you. 590 the Fan. No, thank you.
Not a problem.
It's a great app and it podcasts. So if you miss something, I think before this show even ends, I think 30 minutes in, it already starts podcasting this show. So between the app and 105.7 HD2 and the regular signal, wherever you go, no excuse for not listening.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for making
it. I missed you, and I'd appreciate your show. You helped me get through long political times and periods of bad news and that.
Yeah, there's enough of that. We try to stay away from that.
Yeah, I like to be cheered up.
Thank you. Now, how do you know which Mark?
No, that was Mark.
But how do you know which is which? Who are you going to dump?
Now, well, I'm going to say goodbye to Mark 1.
All right, let's say hello to Mark 2, also from St. Charles. Hello, Mark 2.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, does your station simulcast an HD radio?
Anyway, what he's doing. Yeah, this is fun. This is actually. You're funny enough. You should be on this show. That's funny. No, not only the same name and the same town ask the same question.
Because the service is kind of sketchy out here in the town.
Yeah. This guy deserves a round of applause. That's very clever.
That was good.
That was really good. What can we really do for you?
Maybe throw some pictures up on the Facebook of the studio. See what it's like in there. Because I know we probably all saw the other studio.
You know what's going to happen? Bill Cleveland was in here Monday. He's going to come in here with a really good camera, and he's going to do some video of where we work here. So
is Dan still in another little room, like at the kids' table?
Dan is actually, and I'm not wild about this. Dan is actually completely sealed off. Before, he was just around the corner behind a glass. He's in another room. I can see him, but he's really separated from us.
So I can break wind and do whatever I want in here.
There you go.
Do anything.
Yeah.
No, he's
a little Dutch oven.
Oh,
behind the glass. Yeah. But coming soon to facebook.com/AM and the PM will be video of us in this room, so you will get to see.
Cool.
It. All right.
I think everybody's excited on the Facebook, and you know everybody's excited for the new venture here.
Well, the other thing is, I've been really bad about putting anything on the Facebook, and I'm trying my best every chance I get to throw something up there for people. So I'll keep doing that, and
sure.
I really appreciate your call. And you know what? Yeah. You're funny enough. If either of these people gets fired, will you call back here? Because I'd like to bring you in here for an audition. I would. Thank you.
I'll stay tuned.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Sure.
There goes Mark. And here comes, and I'm waiting for the light to come on. There it is. Here comes Dan. Dan, how you doing?
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon, and I'm AM in a PM.
You know something I find very interesting? Yesterday, the day before, and today, about a fourth of these calls, because when you call in, Dan, it says Ledoux. I'm not kidding. Like a fourth of the callers are in Ledoux.
I think that's just the carrier that does that.
So you're not in Ledoux?
I'm not in Ledoux, no. I'm driving down Highway 70 at West Florissant right now.
Okay, so what does this mean when it says Ledoux? Because those guys were in St. Charles.
I'm not sure.
Dan, do you live in Ledoux?
No, I live in South St. Louis City by the Feeble Mill.
Huh. Oh, that's weird. I don't know why that comes up.
I think a lot of calls come up, like a lot of cell calls will come up and will say Ledoux for some reason.
All right, Dan, what can we do for you?
Well, you know, it was kind of ironic that you were talking about the problem solvers, but I was going to use them, but there was something else that that I could use. Last night, you know, as these idiots want to block Highway 40 last night, and I'm on my way back from doing an evening delivery for the Red Cross, and I'm caught up in that traffic. And my first thought was, you know, what would happen if I just ran through a bunch of these idiots and never stopped? What would happen? But I just happened to look over to the side of the road when I did stop, and I saw Tom Brokaw over there doing a report. And I was just wondering, do you have any idea what he was talking about?
I do, because we recorded. We didn't have a chance to put it on live, but we recorded his report. And as soon as you hang up, I'll play it for you.
I'm listening. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, Tom it is on the staff here. Mm-hmm. And now, did you know how to go to Tom Brokaw? You know, you know that?
The NBC thing?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, but don't do it. Yeah, I have to introduce him.
Of course.
Tom Brokaw filed this report yesterday from Highway 40 and the protesters.
This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, live on Highway 6440 in St. Louis. It seems a lot of people have jumped out on Highway 6440 and are stopping traffic in protest. Of what the hell, I don't know.
Tom, don't take this the wrong way, but you really should have hung it up a few years ago. You just keep popping up, and you're slurring your words more. You were really good in your day, but maybe it's time to, you know, take a rest.
I just can't quit. My wife will not have me at home. She doesn't want me home all the time.
Wrap it up, Tom. You know how to close it out.
This is Tom Brokaw, live on Highway 6440. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Tom Brokaw, everybody. The great Tom Brokaw. Wow, he just can't quit working. We have to take a break. I will start that break. Tim Woodburn, have you ever been into a Meanies?
I have been into Meanies.
Prove it. What did you see?
There was dartboards in there. There was a second level of a Meanies where they sold outdoor patio furniture. Yes. I almost bought some.
The second level is mainly lighting, right. You're right, dartboard. In fact, for the people who think that everything in a Meanies costs $20,000, about 4 or 5 years ago, we bought my younger son a tremendous electronic dartboard for his basement, because he was turning his basement into kind of a, you know, like a fun room. He had a popcorn machine in there and a couple other little, you know, those Japanese slot machines. They're not really slot, not like ours, but that's all you can buy legally.
Pachinko.
But yeah, sort of like that, yeah. One of those. So we got him a dartboard, electronic dartboard. Now, you can buy electronic dartboards at places like Target or somewhere for $60. They're crap. They're junk. They don't sell any junk at a Meanies. So when you buy a dartboard that's electronic at a Meanies, it'll start at about $300. But you'll realize why when you get it home, or if you've ever looked at the cheaper ones. They don't sell any junk at a Meanies. And Tim mentioned patio furniture. That is still, I believe, the number one item in terms of sales at a Meanies is patio furniture. For years, people have known that if they're ready for the best of the best patio furniture, and I mean patio furniture, look, you're not going to go to a Meanies and get an outside sofa, two chairs, a chaise lounge type thing, and a fire pit for $1,900. I see that stuff all the, and I think, no, that is never going to last. That junk is going to fall apart. When you're ready to do it right and get patio furniture that you probably won't have to replace for a long, long time, maybe your kids, when you leave it to them, might have to, then, you know, a Meanies, that's where you go, because they just don't sell junk in any category. And rugs. Hardwood floors, tile, it's a big deal now in houses. Wall-to-wall carpeting is not the hot thing anymore. It hasn't been for years. It's tile and hardwood floors. But people still put rugs on that, area rugs. People who can afford it will buy handmade oriental rugs, and they're beautiful. They last forever. People who can afford a little less but still want quality buy machine-made rugs at a Meanies, and they're beautiful, too. And then there are the pinball machines and the arcade games, the pool table, shuffleboard, jukeboxes, home theater furniture. This is a fun, fun place to go shop. And if that's all you want to do is look around, you say, I'm AM and the PM, And I was told it was okay to just look around and let my kids play games while I do. And they'll say, that's exactly right. Welcome to Amini's. If you've never been there, please do us a favor and go. In Chesterfield Valley, Copper Dome, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving hundreds of dollars a month on that mortgage payment? Or maybe dropping from that 30-year to a 15-year, keeping your payment the same. Here's one more. Now's the perfect time to do a cash-out refinance. Get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Join Hot Shots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hot Shots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotShotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hot Shots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has piled up. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply online today for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? Easy. We listen to our clients and we take care of them. Years ago, when I was knocking on doors asking to do people's loans, I learned a very valuable lesson. All the big banks and mortgage companies didn't care about the clients. They just cared about closing loans. Well, that's where we're different. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you lower rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Back on the phones, 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. Marv. Marv, the great charter listener, the guy who actually came over to tell us goodbye our last day, I think, over at the other place. Marv, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Frank. It's so good to hear you again. I was with you for 31 and a half years at the old spot. I'll tell you what, I'll settle for 20 more at the new one. How's that?
Now, let me see how old that would make me. How about five? We'll start with five, and we'll go from there. We'll see how it goes.
You know, that'll put me almost into the 80s. So, yeah, well, five's good. I'll go for five. Hey, what happens on Friday? Now,
There'll be a sports show because this is primarily a sports station. So there will be a sports show Friday afternoon, and Mike Evans will be part of that show because he loves sports and he knows some stuff.
Right.
So he's going to join them.
Now, you don't readjust your signal at sundown, do you, or on the station, or do you?
I don't have any idea. That engineering stuff, I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't matter anymore.
It matters to me because here in God's country, outside of Florissant.
But let me tell you, Marv, for a few bucks, you can get yourself an HD radio, and it's absolutely crystal clear.
If need be, I'll look into that later. But I got a question for Trevor.
No, it's for you, Trevor.
Shoot, what's up?
Okay, since you're a speaker of the Queen's English,
I am indeed.
I was doing the New York Times crossword puzzle, Sunday puzzle, and one of the clues, the answer was a seven letter answer, and the clue was top rate in England, in English, and first class was the clue. And then it was seven letters, and the first three were top, and it wasn't rate. And I keep thinking to myself, what, top this, top that? And I finally eventually worked it out, but when I filled in all the others, it didn't make sense. So, as a Briton, what would you say means first class? What would top blank be?
Is it two words, top something, or one word?
Well, it's basically two words. It would be like first class or top dog or something
top,
like that.
Top choice, by any chance?
Or top notch?
No, it's four letters.
And four letters.
Four letters.
Top dog, no.
Dog
no.
Three.
If he
doesn't know, nobody can know.
He's
British.
Okay, well, according to the New York Times, it was top hole, H-O-L-E.
Top hole?
That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Oh,
that might be from the northern part of it. That's not the Queen's English.
Went out with a girl last night. She was top hole.
That sounds
scandalous. Well, yeah, I thought it might have something to do with a girl if she's laying down on her back.
I wouldn't have said that.
You have your choice. You know.
Actually, if she's top hole, you'd be on your back.
The show is taking
a turn thanks to Marv.
Well, Marv, sorry I couldn't help you.
You've done it again, so let it go.
No, Marv, you did it. And thank goodness you didn't ask for the problem solvers, because this would have been the one we wouldn't have solved.
We couldn't have gotten that one. Oh, well, good luck to you all, and I'll be hanging on the downside. See you later.
Thanks, Marv.
Thank you, Marv.
on the downside.
Yes, Tim.
Merriam-Webster's Dictionary defines top hole as excellent or first class.
But it's a British term, and
I had no idea. I've never heard
Tim,
that.
Because he's not excellent or first class.
Ah,
see,
well,
he's like
charming,
mediocre in third class.
Charming.
Does it say, when you look it up, that it's a British thing?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. That's completely new to me. Top hole, that doesn't mean anything.
I got a little bit of time. Curtis, I think, is next. Is that correct?
Mike
is next. Mike, I got like a 2 minutes here. What's up?
I do 1 minute. Yes, sir. That fork with the
chopsticks.
Yeah. I go to Asia every year.
Yeah.
And this last year, I was around a table south of Taipei. A big family were eating everything at a restaurant, and there's a 3-year-old across from me. She was heavy into her chopsticks, and then I popped out with my magic fork. And I had the most intensive stare I've ever got from anybody.
Oh, they didn't like that? You brought your own fork?
Yeah. And,
oh, man.
And this little 3-year-old was like, what is that?
I guess, you know what? It's possible a kid over there has never seen a fork.
Probably a little bit amazed.
Right.
And it probably looks pretty dangerous, if you think about it. Like a claw.
Tiny spear.
And she gave me this super intensive stare like, Mommy, what the?
Yeah. What is that guy doing?
What in the what is that? Now, where in Asia, where were you?
I was an hour and a half south of Taipei, a city called Sinju.
Okay, and why were you there?
For work? Every year, Chinese New Year.
Just for that celebration, not a job?
Oh, no, every year, man. I have to party with the pandas and dance with the dragons.
Oh, wow.
I answer this for me real quickly. I have some friends. It's a couple, and because of his business, they went to China. And she told me that she was there 30 minutes and wished and would give anything to get back home because the food was so horrible.
Okay, that's China. And I would never go to China because one of our family members over there, Henry, he got poisoned when he was in China and he had to have some stuff with his liver.
Holy,
you don't know what you're going to get in the food from China.
Wow.
But Taiwan is top notch.
All right. That's good to know.
Sinju sounds politically
Thank you,
incorrect.
Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
The name of that town.
No, wow.
Well, Sinju.
Sinju?
It sounds like you're like chewing something that you shouldn't be chewing.
I thought he said Sinju.
You know what? It doesn't matter. We're never going.
No. You're right.
Are the chances of any one of us going to Taipei?
No.
Not today.
Yeah. Slim to none. All right. It's a good first hour. And thank you for all the emails. We appreciate it. Keep your joke suggestions coming. We're going to have some news. We'll come back. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, our veterinarian, official veterinarian, is going to join us in the next hour. So if you have a pet, be ready with your questions. This is KFNS St. Louis.